Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, Haverim, shalom. Here, the Thursday podcast. Here, we're in the 30th sabbatical study, Kedoshim. Here, the upper room of Zion. So here, we're at the fifth day here for the Thursday, fifth day of the Shavua. So we had the previous counting the seven Shabbat, the two sevens clashing. So 5 plus 7, right? We're at the 12th, yeah? You know, 5 plus 7 as we counting the Omer. Yes, sir.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
So here at the 13th, it says count count seven Shabbats. All right, the counting of the Omer. I'm going to bring up this tune right here. Reasons for the season, the two sevens clashing. Here we're commanded to count seven Shabbats complete. So here we're at the 12th day as we're about to count the second of the seven Shabbats complete. We get to that upper room of Zion and the feast of the Holy Spirit in the upper room of Zion. The count here, the 12th day, about to count two of the seven, right? The seven Shabbat complete. seven Shabbat. Count seven Shabbat complete. So here, peace of Jehovah coming forward here from the Pesach, Passover, from first fruits, Bikurim, from the Berhana Tensayo, the light of his resurrection. So from Christ is risen from the first fruits, Moshiach, come, Ha'adom, that the Lord is risen, Adonai is risen, Yeshua I, HaMoshiach I, yes I, is risen. So here, when Leviticus chapter 23, the reason for the season, and also here of the upper room of Zion, that audio, the audible that we share right there from Acts of the Apostles chapter, the one right there in the first couple of chapters is linked intimately here with the reason we have here, the reason for the season here in this season where we're commanded to count seven Shabbat. So here we said like this is like the 12th day here, the fifth day of the second Shabuah, right, since the Bikurim, since the first fruits, right, the first day resurrection of HaMoshiach, according to the scripture. So here we are at the feast, between the feasts, but counting and being accountable for the next, the fourth. So here we have upcoming the fourth with this harvest. So we have the natural type, the harvest in the land, and then we have the second of the two truths, the spiritual type. So with the presentation of the sheaf, the omer, the sheaf of wheat corresponding to Yeshua, HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, first day resurrection on that morrow after the Shabbat. When did Yeshua HaNotri, according to the scripture, when was he risen? What's the witness there? That first day, the first day that's often called Sunday, that is the morrow after the Shabbat. So here it says in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 15, concerning the feast of Jehovah the fourth, the wave load. And here we have the kahal, the assembly, the called out assembly. Here we have the church at Pentecost, at the harvest, at the Pentecosta, which is the 50th day. 50 days, we're counting the count, counting the omer, counting the growth. The 50 days, or 7 times 7, 49, plus the 1, the day after, the morrow after, 49 plus 1, 50 days after the resurrection of HaMashiach. So here in Leviticus chapter 23, at verse 15, it says, and ye and y'all shall count to you from the morrow after the Shabbat. So the morrow after the Shabbat is the seventh day. So the eighth day, or we can say the first day, right, that they call among the Gentiles Sunday, from that day, according to scripture right here, Leviticus 23, verse 15, and ye and y'all shall count to you from the morrow after HaShabbat, from the day that ye that y'all brought the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Shabbats shall be complete. So here, so we can know what the gathering's for, here the reason for the season, the three times in the Shana, in the year, where all the males of Yisrael are to present themselves, right, in the place that he sets his name, the Hashem. So here, on the ear and the eye, and spirit and in truth, we've had Pesach, Passover, the first, the days of unleavened bread, the second, the memorial feast, thirdly, the first fruits, the sheaf of wheat, Moshiach, risen. So here when it says in Leviticus 23, verse 15, and y'all shall count to you from the morrow after the Shabbat, from the day that y'all brought the sheaf of the wave offering, that sign of the cross, the true cross, the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Shabbats shall be complete. Now, here in the same chapter, Leviticus chapter 23, if we just scroll a couple of verses before to the feast, the third of the seven appointments, feast of Jehovah, first fruits, where it says, and Jehovah spake to Moshe, saying, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, and say to them, when y'all be come into the land that I give to you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye y'all shall bring a sheaf. Now the sheaf right there, the sheaf of the first fruits is what we refer to Hebraically as the Omer, the counting of the Omer, right? Then ye shall bring a sheaf or an Omer of the first fruits of your harvest to HaKohen. And he, HaKohen, shall wave the sheaf, the Omer, listen to Yahuwah before Jehovah, for the Lord, to be accepted for you on the morrow. That's the key right there. Highlight that there, Chavarim, Talmudim. On the morrow, here in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 11. On the morrow after the Shabbat, HaKohen, the priest, shall wave it. So which day? Which day, Chavarim, which day is the morrow? What is the morrow? Which day of the Shabuah is the morrow after the Shabbat? Obviously, it brings us to the first day, the Ehud, the Yom HaRishon, that is called among the Gentiles a Sunday. And this corresponds with Moshiach, risen. This corresponds to what we have in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15 and 23, Yeshua HaMoshiach, the first fruit, right? He's the first fruit of those that be risen. So here's the connection between first fruits and the counting of the growth, the counting of the Omer, right? Counting seven Shabbats complete. And then on the morrow, the next day, the first day, right? The Ihu, the first day that's called among the Gentiles, the Sunday, the first day of the Shabuah, here. And ye shall count to you from the morrow after the Shabbat, from the day that y'all brought the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Shabbats shall be complete, even to the morrow after the seventh Shabbat. So the two sevens, seven times seven, even to the morrow after the seventh Shabbat shall ye, y'all, number 50 days. Thus we have in the Koine, the Copto Greek, the Koine Greek, Pentecostal, 50 days, and ye and y'all shall offer a new meal offering, mincha, a new mincha to Jehovah. Ye y'all shall bring out of your habitations two wave loaves. So here we have the significance of, what is the significance of the wave loaves? Two wave loaves of two-tenth deals. They shall be a fine flour. They shall be baken with leaven. They are the first fruits, LaYahuwah to Jehovah. Let's pause right here, just to know what this count is over the next Shabuahs, Jah willing. We already have completed one Shabuah, one of the seven Sabbaths. And here we're in the second of the seven Sabbaths. Here we actually are at day 12, going into day 13, here, Chavarim. So what we are counting here, we're counting the Omer, we're counting the growth, right? Iritically, spiritually, Moshiach, Yeshua, is risen. When Yeshua was risen, corresponded to, in that season, right, the first fruits, right? So while some brought forward the sheaf of wheat, Jah, Moshiach brought forward the higher type. Moshiach is that first fruit right there. Now here, first fruits. So we have the Feast of First Fruits, right? From verses 10 to 14 of Leviticus chapter 23. Mark Leviticus chapter 23, a very good point of reference for the seven feasts of Jehovah as given to the B'nai Yisrael, as given to Yisrael. So we have first fruits. This feast is typical of resurrection, typical of the Tensaiah, typical of resurrection, the Feast of First Fruits, first of Mashiach, of the anointed, of Christos, of Christ, of Yetekabal, of the anointed, then of, quote, them that are Christ, that are Messiahs, that are the anointed at his coming. Here we have 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23, as well as 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to verse 18. Very, very significant. This is what was fulfilled in the Brit Hadashah. This is what was fulfilled in the New Testament scripture. This is the pattern. This is the type. This is the reason why Robeinu, and I, Rabbi Yeshua HaMoshiach, why Jesus Christ said to the Samaritan woman that y'all worship that which y'all don't know. What y'all worshiping? We know what we're worshiping, for salvation is of the Yehudi, is of the Judahite, even of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So we have the feast of first fruits that's a part and parcel of the first of the three times. So here, let's break it down. Basic. We have seven individual feasts and festivals of Jehovah. These seven occur in three seasons. The first season is referred to as Pesach, Passover, Fasica. In the first of the three times, we have Pesach, Fasica, Passover. We have the unleavened bread, the memorial feast, and then we have the feast of first fruits. Now, corresponding with the feast of first fruits, right, on the morrow after the Shabbat, the morrow after the Shabbat, tell me if I'm wrong, isn't the day after the Shabbat, right, day after the seventh day is what day? What day comes after the seventh day, right? Well, according to the Hebrew rites and rituals, sometimes the eighth day. But in usual counting, it is the first day. This first day among the Gentiles, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant and other, you know, Western Gentile Christians, they call it Sunday. So we don't worship on Sunday, but yet we do have worship on the first day. So that may be a little technical point. Some would say, oh, well, we as Hebrews and Yeshua didn't observe anything on the Sunday. Well, not in the sense of Sunday, but it was the first day. This is what's significant. We've seen some memes out there which says about Sunday, Sunday, Sunday worship, you know, and we haven't really spoken against those memes because we overstand the Chaburim. You know what I mean? We overstand what they're saying. But just to purify the oil in the apothecary, you know, just to purify, like, you know, to clarify, the morrow after the Shabbat, the first day is the first day. Can we be agreed on that Chaburim? According to the ancient counting, right, the ancient counting, the Hebrew counting, the first day is the first day. As today, the Thursday, is actually the fifth day. They call it Thursday, but that's the Gentiles. So let's understand that the feast of first fruits has to do with the first day that is falsely called Sunday. And the harvest or Pentecost, the feast of the Holy Spirit, the harvest feast, also has to do with the first day. We are commanded to count seven Shabbats, beginning with the first day, that's falsely called Sunday, to the Sabbath day. So when we count one, that's one of the seven. And here we're in the second of the seven, continue to count to the third of the seven, fourth of the seven, fifth of the seven, sixth of the seven, seven of the sevens. And then on the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, what does that bring us to? It brings us to the first day. So we have the feast of first fruits, the type of the resurrection, first of Messiah, Moshiach, Yeshua, and then that are Messiahs, who are of Messiah, who are Christ, who belong to Moshiach at his coming. Here we have 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. Now, the count here now, the count that we are counting will bring us to the fourth of the seven feast festivals of Jehovah, the fourth, which is known in the New Covenant sense as Pentecost, which basically means 50th day. Just bringing out what Torah says, 2, 7, 7 times 7 plus 1, 50. So here we have the antitype is the descent of the Holy Spirit to form the church. Here, going by some of the Scofield Bible study notes, here for the feast of Pentecost that we find in Leviticus chapter 23 from verses 15 to 22, we have what's known, according to theological, theo-academic terms, as the antitype, right? The antitype is the descent, right, of the Holy Spirit to form the church. So the Feast of Pentecost, the harvest feast, is what we're bringing forward, right, that fulfilled growth, the harvest of the first fruit. As the first fruit is growing, the fulfilled growth, right? For this reason, right, we have leaven. Have you noticed that in the reading, after we pass through Passover season, the first of the three times, and then we count the seven Shabbats plus the morrow complete, it brings us here to the fourth, right, the fourth of the seven, and the second of the three times in the year for Pentecost or the harvest feast. Now, when we read what is written in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15 to 22, we read about them presenting wave loaves, right, and there being leaven. Yet, if we recall that with Pesach, with Passover and the days of unleavened bread, that there is no leaven. So there are some times and seasons where no leaven. But then we have here for Pentecost, right, for the harvest, for what's known as Shavuot, also known as the feast, the festival of weeks. Of weeks, because we're counting 7 weeks, seven Shabbats complete. Now, for this reason, leaven is present. Because why is leaven present at Pentecost? Because there's evil in the church. Again, why is leaven present at Pentecost, at harvest? Right? Going according to the pattern, HaTorah. Right, we see the leaven where it says right here, here, here. It says, y'all shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves. All right, remember the kita in Jerah, it was the matzah. Matzah is the flat bread. Here we have loaves of bread, 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals. That's the measurement. We get into the measurements as well, right? The mathematics, the measurements, the weights and measures. They shall be a fine flour. So what shall they be made of? Fine flour. Not just flour, but fine flour. But here's the key. They shall be baking with leaven. So in Passover and unleavened bread, no leaven. There's first fruits, the first growth. Moshiach is risen. We count 7 Shabbats complete, plus the morrow after, and then we are to bring out of our habitation, according to the natural type, 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be a fine flour. Remember the growth, right? We're not to eat of it until it's fully come, right? They shall be baking, right, with leaven. They are the first fruits to Jehovah, to the Lord. But then we have leaven. So a key reason is leaven. You know, it's almost like the first day worship that some will say, well, there's no Sunday worship technically. Well, that is correct because we as Hebrews never use that term for the first day of the Shavuot. But we do have gathering. We do have appointed feasts and festivals that are appointed for the first day, for what is called by others Sunday. We have to note that right there. It's just as some will say, oh, we don't deal with leaven. We don't deal with leaven. We don't deal with leaven in its time and in its season. And we are to be unleavened. But the antitype of the harvest is the descent of the Holy Spirit to form what's known as the called out assembly. And where were they called out? Where were they assembled? They were assembled in the upper room. Which upper room? Well, it was the upper room of Zion. Hear this. Hear this right here, here, here. Yes, Rastafari. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 13 and 14.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
So we have the descent of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Memphis Kedush, the Holy Spirit in the upper room of Zion. Upper room. That upper room there was the upper room of Zion. As we mentioned, and give thanks to Rastahar Ahad for the upper room, you know, the overview, the description of the upper room. There was a different upper room than the Last Sup upper room. We get into those details, but it's here in the upper room of Zion, right, where the Holy Spirit, right, was poured out upon those who are assembled together to gather. There we have the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant type, right, of the harvest, corresponding with the time and with the season in that ideal time and season, as with the resurrection of Yeshua, corresponding with, right, the feast of first fruits. And then the 50 days later, right, the 50 days later, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on those who were assembled in the upper room, that harvest right there. Yeah. So we have leaven. Let's just zoom in on the leaven thing. Leaven is present at harvest. Leaven, the church at Pentecost. 50 days after the Tensai, the resurrection of HaMashiach, of Christos, of the anointed. Leaven is present. Why? Because there's evil in the church. There is evil in the called out assembly. Wasn't there evil even amongst those who were in the assembly of Yisrael in the church in the wilderness? Yes. But here we have Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. We have Acts of the Apostles chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 10, as well as Acts of the Apostles chapter 15, verse 1. Observe, it is now loaves. It's not unleavened bread. It's not the matzah. Right? But here we have loaves, right? We have loaves right here. Not a sheaf, not just a sheaf of separate growths, like a sheaf of wheat loosely bound together. But here we have, with the loaves, we have a real union, a real tawahid, a real mawahad, a real union of particles making one homogeneous body. Making one. So here we have the, not the sheaf of wheat of separate growths that are bound together, but here we have it come together as one. And therefore the descent of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Holy, at the harvest, at Shavuot in the Brit Chadasha, at Pentecost, it united Mawahad, made Tawahido as one, the separate disciples, the separate Talmudim, into one organism, into one organic body. Here we have 1 Corinthians chapter 10, testifying 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 16 and 17. We have 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12, verse 13, and verse 20. So what is presented here? Here, 50 days later, we have the wave loaves. The wave loaves were offered 50 days after the wave sheaf, the omer. So here we get, after the resurrection of HaMashiach, right, we get those, as it says, them that are of Moshiach at his coming. We get those that were obedient to stay in prayer and supplication in that upper room, and the Holy Spirit coming to them as Robeinu, as Yeshua, as the resurrected Moshiach, so said. This is precisely, exactly the period between the resurrection of Moshiach, Yeshua, of Jesus of Nazareth, and the formation of the called out assembly, the Kahal, the church, at Shavuot, at Pentecost, by the baptism. Here we have the baptism of the Ruach HaKadosh, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Refer to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 and 13, Kabarim. Also, it's important for us to put church, quote, unquote, in its proper context. And we give thanks to St. Estefano, St. Stephen, right, who so testified in Acts of the Apostles. What was that chapter? I think chapter 7, about the church in the wilderness. That means that what we have in HaTorah, right, in the wilderness, the assembly in the wilderness is actually a church. Don't let the New Testament, you know, some of the New Testament so-called Christians, you know, they try to do this like a three-card Monty with one. Oh, it's not about Israel no more. It's about the church. But then Stephen smacks them upside the head in the King James Version 2. It says, but the church in the wilderness. So therefore, church, the church idea to the Hebrew, to the Yehudi, to the Judahite, to the Israelite is no new thing. It's the called out assembly. Many, many, enough are called. We choose. So church, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, some key verses, references to church. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Hebrews. It doesn't say the epistle to the Jews. It says the epistle to the Hebrews. People like to get fast and loose with terminologies, right? The epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 22 to 23. So with the wave sheaf, with the wave sheaf, we would say the root of the wave loaves, with the wave sheaf, the omer, no leaven was offered. Why? Because there was no and is no evil in HaMashiach, in Yeshua HaNotri, in HaMashiach. But on the other hand, this is a big but the wave loaves that typify the church, that typify I and I, that typify the called out assembly, they are, according to the instruction direction of HaTorah in Leviticus chapter 23, they are bacon with leaven. They are bacon with leaven. For in the church, in the called out assembly, in the congregation, there is still evil. So here on the whole subject matter of leaven. Leaven or not to leaven? Well, depends on what time and what season. Well, if it's in Passover, Pesach, right, with the Chag HaMatzot, there is no leaven. With the first fruit offering, right, of Moshe, no leaven. But as we count the seven Shabbats complete, and on the mall afterward, we are commanded to present what? Present those two wave loaves of two-tenth deal, right? And this right here is that example of the Holy Spirit, right, the descent of the Ruach HaKadosh, right, to form that called out assembly. Firstly, for mostly of the Yehudim, of the Judahites, of the Hebrews, of the Israelites that has faith that Yeshua HaNotri, that Jesus of Nazareth, truly is HaMashiach, to call out, the calling out. Hear, hear, hear. Yes, Rastafari.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Ra, Sayadonis, lay upon us knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name. Ketamawi Hadassilati, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering. It's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating. Stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
Upper room. The upper room. The upper room.
from the upper room of Zion, what they be on, distinguishing the light seekers from the peon. Ra, Sayadonis lay upon us, knowledge that is eons old, has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, Ketamawi Hala Selassie, the first will reign, the opener of the book of the seven seals. It's time for the gathering.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
And here for the Thursday, the fifth day of the Shavua, here the evening psalm, Psalm 81.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya al hagittit le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzenu. Harninu l'Elohim uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
L'Elohe Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here, Lame Adab right here with the evening psalm, Psalm 81. Johnny Osborne, Jehovah, man of Jah. yes, yes. So here we have today's daily song. That's Psalm 45, the royal wedding psalm, the coronation of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, of Kedemah, Yahweh Selassie, the anointing and coronation of Kedemah, Yahweh Selassie, and the crowning of Ainai, mother of the queen as well. Very interesting psalm. Habarim going to ride up with that psalm right there. But here we are in Kedoshim. Here in Kedoshim, here in this 30th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, Kedoshim. The command here is to be Kedoshim, to be set apart ones, to be holy ones, Kedoshim. As he who be who he be is Kadosh, as he is set apart. So we touched on earlier in this Shabua here for this 30th sabbatical study, Kedoshim for Shabbat Kedoshim, Senbet Kedusan, picking out with Leviticus chapter 19, verse 1 to Leviticus chapter 20, verse 27. So here let's go through some of the basic questions right here with the fifth day of the Shabua here, about the sixth coming forward, the TJIF, Thank Jah, Rastafari, and then we have the Shabbat right here. And with the Shabbat, we have the second of the seven Shabbats, counting complete, fulfilled, till the feast of the Isle of Irit in the upper room. So here. First question here for Kedoshim, for Shabbat Kedoshim. What is the Hebrew word for holiness, and what does it mean, Chaburim? We have Kedusha is from a root word, the Hebrew root word, the root, the Kadasha, the root, meaning to set apart as sacred, set apart as holy, but the direct idea is to set apart. Many times in the KJV and other Bibles, they use the word holy in some places, sanctified in some places, consecrate. You know, they use different kind of hollow, and that kind of confuses it, but Hebraically, we can get to the root idea. So the Hebrew word for holiness is Kedusha, and coming from the Kadasha, the tricontinental root, the Trinity root, the Hebrew root, the Ka, Da, and Sha, meaning to set apart. Personal Kedusha, personal islandness, personal set apartness is often referred to as sanctification. And what's implied here is separation from sin, from uckery and impurity. The Mitmanan, those who are main, who admit as true, the Mitmanan, the Amanyoch, the faithful in Ha'adon Yeshua, in Girtai Yesus, in the Lord Jesus, have an, quote, imputed holiness, end quote. Have you heard of the terminology imputed? They have an imputed holiness. So those who have faith, right, the believers coming from the first, you say among the Yehudi, among the fellow Judahites, even the disciples and others of Judea in that first century time, to even others, right, who have faith in Ha'adon Yeshua, according to the gospel of the kingdom, they have an, quote, imputed holiness, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Let's go here for a moment, 1 Corinthians, because sometimes we come across a quote, and we might just quote the quote, but we don't go and see what was wrote. You know, what was wrote in the quote and whether how the quote is being used, whether the quote makes sense, whether we can make sense out of it, whether it makes sense for I and I, whether it's edifying to I and I. So here we have 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Let's go to chapter 1 right here and verse 30 and hear what it reads. So here it says, but of him are y'all in Christ, Jesus, in Moshiach, Yeshua, in Christos Jesus, who of Exiavi of stain of Elohim is made to I and I wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, in the connection here of the study of sabbatical and Kedusha. Kedusha, set apartness, holiness, as we commanded to be, Kedoshim, set apart ones, because he who be who he be, our power, our Elohim, he be Kadosh. But of him are ye, are y'all in Moshiach, Yeshua, in the Messiah, Yeshua, who of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, is made to us, is made to I and I, wisdom and righteousness and sanctification or set apartness, Kedusha, and redemption. This is verse 31 here. It says that according as it is written. There we go. There's the key. Right, to the law and to the testimony. They speak not like this. It's because there's no light in them. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him make him glory in Ha'adon. Make them glory in the sovereign. Make them glory in the Lord. So here, that's that verse right there. Makes sense right there. So we have question one. What is the Hebrew word for holiness? Set apartness. And what does it mean? Set apartness. Kedusha. Question two. What does the word kedoshim mean? Holy ones, set apart ones, kedoshim. Those who are called out. Here's where we get the root idea in the Koine Greek, right, of ecclesia. Actually, the word that underlines the KJV at the source code is ecclesia. Ek means out. Klesia comes from kalio. Kalio comes from the Koine Greek call. It's interesting because kalio sounds a lot like kalio. Kalio, like I call you, right? But ekalio, called out, right? Those are called out from the world, the flesh, the satanic seclorum, to serve Ha-Elohim, to serve Elohim Ha'av, to serve Elohim the Father, Beshem Yeshua, are set apart ones. Question three, Ha'el, the Almighty told Moses, that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites must be holy. Lama, why? In order to be in relationship with a holy, a set-apart Elohim, with Elohim who is set-apart Elohim, HaKadosh, the holy Elohim, the people, Jah people, had to be set apart themselves. Since darkness and light, darkness, disillumination and illumination, darkness and light cannot coexist. And Ha'el, the power, Ha'elahim, the Elohim's moral purity and truth are inviolable to his nature. Elohim's moral purity and truth are inviolable to his nature, his nature. Question four, when a, quote, peace offering, which is known as the Shelamim, Shalom, 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 Shalamim, when a peace offering was sacrificed, by when did it have to be completely eaten? Here, according to the study of sabbatical study, Kedoshim, when did it have to be completely eaten? The Shalamim, known as the peace offering, had to be eaten by the end of the second day, or it was to be destroyed, according to Leviticus chapter 19, verses 5 to 6. Question 5. When reaping the harvest of the land, I are commanded, called Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael are commanded to do what? Commanded to leave what? For whom? Question 5. Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, I said, speak to the children of Israel, so to I and I are commanded to leave the corner of every field, what's known in the Hebrew as the peah, the corner of the field, and the gleanings of the harvest known as the leket. So we are commanded to leave the peah, the corner of the field, and the leket, right, the gleanings of the harvest for who? For the poor and for the stranger, according to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 9. In addition, I and I, we are commanded not to pick our orchards or vines bare, not to clean it up every single, no, we're not to do that. We're not to pick our orchards or vineyards, vineyards bare, but to leave the fallen fruit for the poor, according to Leviticus chapter 19, question 6. When are the wages of a hired worker to be paid? When are the wages of a hired worker to be paid? See, all of these, keeping all these things are qualification of set apartness as well as righteousness. Let's just take note. Question 6, when the wages of a hired worker are to be paid? By the end of the day. They may not be withheld overnight. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 13. Interesting. One time, it used to be that way. You know, even in past societies, today now you work like 2 weeks. You work 2 weeks, and then you get paid for only 1 week. But according to Jah direction instruction right here, right, when are the wages amongst Israel, the wages of a hired worker, to be paid? By the end of the day. They may not be withheld overnight. No, come back, I'll pay you in the morning. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 13. Question 7, is it ever permissible to show partiality to the rich in cases of personal judgment? We should also ask the question in the opposite way as well. Is it ever permissible to show partiality to the poor in cases of personal judgment? I think that happens as much. Jah commands both of these as being wrong to show any partiality. No, it's never permissible in neither case. We, I and I, must judge impartially. This is the term in the Hebrew, b'tzedek, in, by way of, on, in, b'tzedek, in righteousness, in justice. That is to say, impartially, with impartiality, b'tzedek. That is being righteous. That's being tzedek, favoring neither, showing no favoritism or partiality to faces, neither to the wealthy person, the wealthy man, due to his influence, nor to the poor, nor to the poor person, because he is in such need of assistance. You know, because a poor man can hustle and con you as much as a rich man may try to bribe you. In both cases, we are to show impartiality, b'tzedek. We have this in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15. Got a few more questions here, only 13 basic questions here. We're at the seventh, moving forward to the eighth. What is Lashon Hara? What is Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara. What is Lashon Hara? It's evil speech, or literally Lashon is the tongue. Lashon, the tongue. Ha is the definite article in Hebrew, and Ra or Hara, sound like horror, is the evil. So the evil tongue bringing out the translation as evil speech. Now, evil speech, it includes, right, the rekilut. What's rekilut? Rekilut is gossip. Rekilut is slander. Rekilut is gossip, rekilut is slander, and so on. Lashon hara, right, the evil tongue, or the bad, the hurtful, the harmful, right, the unkind tongue, the lashon hara, the horrible tongue. It involves saying something bad about another person, even if it happens to be true. That's an interesting reason in theory. Take note. The sages connected the commandment, quote, not to stand idly by the blood of your neighbor, end quote. So there's a commandment, there's a mitzvah, right? Not to stand idly by the blood of your neighbor, connected this, the sages did, with the Lashon Hara, with the evil speech, because harming someone's reputation is likened and is like taking his or her life. Harming someone's rep, someone's reputation, is like, or even to say, just like taking his life. Question 9. What is meant by the commandment, quote, "You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin, uckery, fookery, because of him"? What is meant by the commandment, y'all shall surely, for sure, no doubt about it, for sure, rebuke your neighbor and not be a uckery, not be a sin, forfeiture, lack, uckery, sin, because of him? Question 9 here. Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty. Ha'elohim commands I to admonish, rebuke, admonish our neighbor, our bread companion, our neighbor, regarding the potential consequences of his, or in the case may be, her ways. From the phrase, not bear sin. In the Hebrew, we have lo tisa alayo chet. Lo tisa alayo chet. Right? Lo tisa, right? Not to lift up upon him sin. Not to bear, in other words, like not to carry his sin. In other words, his uckery. The sages teach that we must offer correction. Correction. Open rebuke is better than secret love. That doesn't mean that you just rebuke somebody in public in front of everybody. No, it means you open up the rebuke to that one and to that one only. The sages teach that we must offer correction in a kind and loving manner. Where does the scripture teach us that? In Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17. One of the most unloving things, one of the most unloving things, right, that you can do to another is to disregard their high calling to live before Elohim. In other words, not to reprove, rebuke, right, one another. Iron sharpeneth iron. Question 11. What principle is implied? What principle, what precept, what principles imply by the related commandment not to, quote, curse a deaf person and, quote, not to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person? What principle, all right, principle over personality, principle over all, what principles implied by the related commandment, the related imperative, not to curse a deaf person and not to put a stumbling block in front of a blind, right, a blind person? Sleeker, I passed over question 10, right? We'll get back to that one just in a moment. That we should never be cruel to others, especially the disabled, right? Or even we could say the handicapped, you know, because, you know, this is just a natural life, you know. Some things might, you know, somebody might be hard of hearing, right? So you curse them because they're deaf, or because they can't see, you put something to cause them to stumble. Note that this implies that we are forbidden to curse someone under our breath. You know, people do that and think like they get away. Get away from what? The breath? Who gave the breath, right? We are not to curse someone under our breath. Give someone bad advice in the same way. Give someone knowingly, willingly, bad advice. We have the phrase right here, lifnei ver lo titein mishkol, right? Not to, you know, curse a deaf person or put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. The question that we had went over and didn't read was the 10th. We went from 9 to 11. Here is the 10th question. We are to, quote, fear, according to the translator. They have fear, right? In the Hebrew, it's yirah, right? The yirah, like the yirei, fear, to say reverence. We're to reverence our parents, our Ab and, well, our Eam here, mother is put before father here in Leviticus. Honor, right? Father is put before mother. We touched on that a little bit. But we are to fear or to respect, to reverence our parents. But question, if a parent tells a child to commit a sin, a akari, a chet, is the child required to obey? If a parent, right, father or mother, mother or father, right, tells their child to commit a chet, commit that which the same one who gave the command to honor the father and mother and to fear mother and father, right, if that same parent now tells you to commit a chet, a chatiyat, a akari, a sin, a forfeiture, that was just as not to do. Is a child required to obey? The simple answer right here is no. Is low, no. Low in the Hebrew, no. Question 12, since you touched on question 11 already. What kind of tattoos does the Torah permit? Now here, this is like from the Hebrew for Christians. We're going to get into this a little bit right here. Here, Hebrew for Christians says none. Hebrew for Christians right here says none, and they go to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28. Now, I know a lot of folks, you know, nowadays got some tats, you know, whether they were in the consciousness or not in the consciousness or whatever, what have you. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 19, Habarim, 19, verse 28. All right, it says, y'all shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks up on you. I be he who be who he be. Yes, but it didn't say tattoo. It didn't say y'all shall not make any tattoo. Look, listen to the context of this right here. Y'all shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor, that means it's connected like a conjunction, print, if that's the tat right there, print any marks upon you, also for the dead. Ani Yahweh, I be he who be who he be. Just signs off on this one right there, right? So this is not to encourage one in going out there and getting tattoos or whatnot, but we see within some of the ancient Judeo-Christian people, such as the Israelites of the highlands and other places, even a certain Yehudi that once would have sometime. But the key thing, the condition here, as we read and study Torah, is not for the dead, right? Not for the dead. Many tattoos that many people do get, you know, in this world, following the ways of the world, right, and other cultures, other nations, you know, they do these things for the dead, right? We also have the scene in Ezekiel. Remember in Ezekiel, it doesn't say it was a tattoo, right? And this is, once again, not to encourage so-called tattoos, but by reading and studying Torah, as we read and study Torah, it doesn't say no tattoos. It says no cuttings in your flesh for the dead and no prints, right? No print, any marks upon you. Note where it says any marks upon you. Keep that right there, because if you don't know how to properly, you know, as we say, properly explain, you know, and deepen, you know, and highlight the word, then you're going to give some of the pseudo-atheists and contradictor lookers in the Bible who are looking for contradiction, say, oh, that's a contradiction. I'm going to give you this right here before they even try to throw you off. Here, Ezekiel chapter 9, the vision of the slaying in Jerusalem, Ezekiel chapter 9. Verse 4 says, and Jehovah said to him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark, the tau, which is the true cross, the plus, the tau, the T, the X, a mark up on the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. And we go to the sixth verse. It says, slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women. But in verse 6, it says, come not near any man upon whom is the mark, Hatawe, the mark, the tau, which is the true cross, the finding of the true cross, that X, that T, upon whom is the tau, the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men who were before the house. I point this out here because the context is very, very important, because the whole theme of Leviticus is to be set apart, right? Set apart to he who be who he be, right? To the living, right? As he is the Elohim of the living and not of the dead, and all live to him. So the cuttings, don't make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead. This is known if you study archaeology and history, many different tribes and people past, and even some people do this, flagellate themselves even presently. And many print marks, right, on their bodies for the dead, their loved ones. Otherwise, these are the traditions of the nations. But now Yisrael also, no doubt, had engaged more or less in some of these same practices. Now, as being a set-apart people, right, if they had done this, they were to do it no more. But we were not to do this coming into the Kedusha, coming into the holiness, coming into the set-apartness, right? So 13. We're here at 13, right? The 13th question here. Do we have more right here? Well, there's more. We'll just pause on 13 for right now and then pick up on the additional. What does the oft-repeated phrase, I am the Lord, right, or Ani, Yahuwah, right, I am, I be he who be who he be. What does the oft-repeated phrase, I am the Lord, in the KJV, right, what does it mean, and also why does it appear after so many, enough of the commandments? Well, firstly, it's to remind I and I that nothing is hidden from his eyes, from his perception. Secondarily, to remind I and I that Ha'el, the Almighty, the power, Ha'elahim, will help you to perform this mitzvah, that he has given us his command. He signs off on his command. Nothing is hidden from him. And he will give I and I and we, right, the help, the assistance, the guidance, and direction to fulfill his will if we seek his way, truth, and life covenantally. So here, Kedoshim, Habarim, here, his majesty, speak on the 10 words and thus on these commandments.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments of the Ten and Man elaborate on hand. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Father and Son. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
I'm going to write up with today's daily psalm, Psalm 45, but first this right here. Here, Colonel Campbell, blessed are they that keep his commandments.
I say, can I end?
אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחרים על פניי. לא תישא את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא. זכור את יום השבת לקדשו. כבד את אביך ואת אמך, לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
Yes, 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 the ten words right there, all the rest is explanation. So everything else that we're getting is basically explaining how to keep that core, right, the pure law, the pure will, expressed in the ten, even in the ten words. Right here, today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 45 here in the season.
Here we have today's daily psalm.
Psalm 45. Mizmor memhe lamnatzeach al shoshanim livne korach maskil shir yedido 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 shir.
My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiments of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. 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 Forever
and ever. And here, here, here for this May 5th. 5th of May, Patriot Day, Liberation Day, May 5th. Cinco de Mayo, many say, this day. 5 years to the very day. Guatemala, Guatemala, Hamas, Elias, the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, and all the patriots got that victory 5 years to the very day. From May 5th, 1936 to May 5th, 1941. So here we have Victory Day, Liberation Day. Yes, 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 yes. Also, the psalm that has been appointed from ancient times, you read here at this season, this time is the coronation, royal wedding psalm, the coronation psalm of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, right here, here, here.
Great is the King, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, glorious highest last and first.
I love you.
He's King of Kings, Father. Lord of Lords, Conqueror, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, King of Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie first. Great is the King, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days,
glory,
highest, blessed, and first.
I love you.
And her majesty, the coronation, and the anointing of the King Messiah. Yes, I, Rastafari.
In my with King Alpha and Queen Omega, father and mother of creation,
going to write him today's daily psalm. Yes, yes, yes. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 45, the Royal Amharic, right here, here, here. Going to write up first. But first this way.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
And we hear maybe speaker Abraham Chabuda, Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible, Revelation 5:5. Here on the Alpha and Omega, Dub. Dub wise. Yes,
them on the ring and me fly down far.
Mazmur Arbarat Bekinne Farbam Namazamran Aleka Bamalaka Kuch Lepore Lijosh Timhir Yefikar Mek Libbe Malkham Nagarin Afalak Ani Sarayin Lanugus Nagaran Andabati Indafat Antasi Bur'in ውበትህ ከሰው ልጆች ይልቅ ያምራል፣ ሞገስ በከንፈሮች ፈሰሰ። ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ባረከ። ኃያል ሆይ በቁንጅናህና በውበትህ ሰይፍህን በወገብህ ታጠቅ። ስለ ቅንነትና ስለ የዋህነት ስለ ጽድቅም አቅና፣ ተከናወን፣ ንገስም፣ ቀኝህም በክብር ይመራሃል። ኃያል ሆይ ጥላጣዎችህ የተሳሉ ናቸው፣ እነርሱም በንጉሥ ጠላቶች ልብ ውስጥ ይገባል፣ አሕዛብም በበታችህ ይወድቃል። አምላክ ሆይ ዙፋንህ ለዘላለም ነው፣ የመንግስት በትር የቅንነት በትር ጽድቅን ወደድ ከአመጣንም ጠላ ስለዚህ ከባልንጀሮችህ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር አምላክህ የደስታ ዘይትን ቀባ በልብሶች ሁሉ ከርቤና ሽቶ ዝባድም አሉ ከዝሆን ጥርሶች አዳራሽ ደስ ያሰኙሃል የንጉሶች ሴት ልጆች ለክብርህ ናቸው በወርቅ ልብስ ተጎናጽፋና ተሸፋፍና ንግሥቲቱ በቀኝ ትቆማለች ልጄ ሆይ ስሚ እይ ጆሮችንም አዘንቢ ወገንሽን የአባትሽንም ቤት እርሺ ንጉሡ ውበትሽን ወዷልና እርሱ ጌታሽ ነው የጢሮስ ሴቶች ልጆች እጅ መንሻን ይዘው ይሰግዱለታል የምድር ባለጠጎች አሕዛብ በፊትሽ ይማለላሉ ለሐሴቦን ንጉሥ ልጅ ሁሉ ክብሯ ነው ልብሷ የወርቅ መጎናጸፊያ ነው በኋላ ደናግሉን ለንጉሥ ይወስዳሉ ባልንጀሮቿንም ወደ አንተ ያቀርባሉ በደስታና በሐሴት ይወስዷቸው ወደ ንጉሥ እልፍኝም ያስገቧቸው በአባቶችሽ ፈንታ ልጆች ተወለዱልሽ በምድርም ሁሉ ላይ ገዢዎች አድርገሽ ትሾሚያቸዋለሽ ለልጅ ልጅ ሁሉ ስምሽን ያሳስባሉ ስለዚህ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም አሕዛብ ይገዙልሃል
Salamta, Dana Yisterling. Greetings, Salamta, Dana Yisterling. Greetings of Salam of Peace. May Jah give you health, Dana Yisterling, on my behalf and I on my behalf. Here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, Godmawi Katamawi Haile Selassie. To you, Megziabi, Nagus and Neges, Ze Ethiopia, weep not. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So here in the book of the seven seals, the Metzaf Kedus, in the Mezmore Dawit, in the Psalms of David, here in the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, King of Kings of Ethiopia, Christ in his kingly character. Here we have Mezmor Arba Amist. Mezmor Arba Amist. Psalm 45. Ye Ngusawi Sarg Mezmor. Ye Ngusawi Sarg Mezmor. 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 A psalm, a chant of kingly, right? The kingly wedding, a royal wedding. A royal wedding song. Some may say a royal marriage, but this is more of the sarg. The sarg is the wedding. Yenugusawi, a kingly sarg wedding. Mezmor, psalm, a chant. Psalm, a chant. Psalm. Superscription reads: Le mezemrana leka be melekotoch ye kore lejoch temherit ye fikar mezmor to the chief musician. Le mezemran aleka upon Shoshanim. Now Shoshanim. We have this in the Hebrew, La Menatzeach al Shoshanim, Livnei Korah, Livnei Korah, Ye Korei Lejoch. Here we have Be Melekotoch, Be Melekotoch, 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 Meleket, Melekotoch. Trumpets, we have the trumpets, right? The trumpets, the lilies, the trumpets, Shoshanim. In the Hebrew, we have Shoshanim, Shoshanim, all, or Allah Shoshanim, upon Shoshanim, Allah Shoshanim, to the chief musician, Lam and Natseyah, Bamarinya, Nemetzav Kedus, Haile Selassie version, HSV, and compare this side by side with the KJV. We have Le Mezemarana Leka, to the chief musician. Upon Shoshanim, we have this in the KJV, the superscription to Psalm 45, Shoshanim, Shoshanim, lilies. And so we have the sense of spring or the Shoshanim Psalms. Some say were probably connected with the Passover season, hence they will remind us, what is Passover, Pesach, right, and looking forward even here in the season, but it reminds us of redemption, redemption out of bondage. So we have this psalm corresponding in the season to the first reading, right, in the Shavuah for the first reading from the second book of Moses, the Orit Zetzaat, the Torah, the Ethiopian Torah, the Orit Zetzaat, of the coming out, right, the Siyata Mitzrayim, right, the book of the coming out from Mitzrayim, the Siyat Sa'at, of coming out of bondage, and the origins of Yisrael, Yisrael as a nation and as a people. This is what we're speaking of here. And all this is connected with Shemot. All this is connected with Exodus, right? Especially with Exodus. So we have today's daily psalm, Be'melekotoch, Melekotoch, trumpets or lilies, that connection with the trumpets because of how the lilies look. So when we look at the symbolism, learning to read the sign language, right? You can see within the lilies is a trumpet. So here, Bamarinya in the Metzav Kedus, taking on the metaphoric sense, Be'melekotoch, on trumpets, Yekorei Lejoch Temheret. It is a teaching, Livnei Korach Maskil, Maskil. So in the Hebrew, we have the word Maskil. And here we have, for the sons of Korah, Maskil. You have that in the KJV superscription to today's daily psalm, Psalm 45. Yekorei Lejoch Temheret. So the Temheret, according to the Targum of Negus Negas, the King of Kings, defines for us the Maskil, 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 a teaching, right? Maskil, understanding, to give praise of understanding, where we find the word also in Psalm 47 and 7. But here, in the superscription, it has Yefikar Mezmor, Yefikar, Fikar, Fikar, loves, or the highest form of love, Yefikar Mezmor. Yefikar Mezmor, a song of love, a chant of love, a psalm in the sense of a song, but a psalm, a chant, an intonation, Yefikar Mezmor, a song of love. So this is a superscription here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 45. Yeh Negusawi Sarg Mezmor, a royal wedding psalm, a royal wedding chant, a royal wedding psalm. Lemezamran. Le mezemran aleka, le mezemran aleka, be melekotoch yek orei lejoch temheret, ye fikar mezmor. Today's daily psalm. So the HSV, Haile Selassie version, the Royal Amharic, the Book of Seven Seals, side by side with the KJV, King James Version, besema'ab, wewelid, webenfes, kedus, ahadu amlak, in the Gemara. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we begin. Kuter an, verse 1. Libei melkam negarin nafeleke, ine serayin le negus negralo, andebet pe in the fetana sahafi berinno, berinno, berinno. My heart is indicting a good matter. Libei melkam negarin nafeleke. My heart is indicting a good matter. Is flowing out of my heart. I felt like leve melkam negarin. I felt like my heart is overfloweth with a goodly melkam melkam negarin. I felt like leve melkam negarin. I felt like. Now let's just note this right here, right? Since we're in the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew Psalms, and also let's just note this right here in the anaphora kedist mariam, in the anaphora, or the aliyah in that sense of the use of it, but the anaphora, that offering up, anaphora, like the aliyah, anaphora of Kedist Mariam, the anaphora of Our Lady, the Virgin Mary, Mother of Elohim, which Abba Heriakos, Bishop of the province of Behnessa, composed through the Holy Spirit, may her prayer, the blessing and mercy of her beloved Son, be with I and I, King of Kings, right, and I Queen. and to ages of ages. Amen. So here in this opening 1, 2, 3 of the Anaphora, just to connect it with today's daily song, which is also the Black Messiah, right? The kingly, right? The kingly Christ in his kingly character, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, and Her Majesty. This is the royal wedding song, the coronation song, November 2nd, 1930, the acceptable year of the Lord, of Jah, of Jehovah, of Adonai, of Adonai, Jah, Rastafari. So here, looking at the Anaphora of Kadesh Barnea, after the priest says, the Lord be with you all, the people respond, and with your spirit, the priest says, give thanks to our God. The people say, it is right, it is just. The priest says, lift up your hearts. The people's response is, we have lifted them up to the Lord our God. Now here we get to the third sostenya anketz, or the third article. The priest says this, my heart indicts a good deliberation. My heart, libe, ponders a worthy concept. My heart exclaims a noble oracle. Libe melkam negarina feleka. So here we have in the Anaphora of Kadesh Barnea, in the third article, right, the third article, the priest says these opening words of the coronation psalm, the Negusawi Sarg Mezmur. This is the coronation of the King of Kings, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. Psalm laid here, this psalm, Psalm 45, and it's a royal wedding psalm, and it makes mention of the king, even the king Messiah, the Negus Messiah. Right, the Negus, the King, Messiah, the Moshiach HaMelech, even Christ in his kingly character in the second advent, second adventure, the second coming. So here in the third article, it says, my heart indicts a good deliberation. So KJV reads it as, my heart is indicting a good matter. This is how it's read. The Tehillim, right, the Sefer Tehillim translation has, my heart overfloweth with a goodly matter, a goodly matter. Just to bring out what we have here in the Royal Amharic, right, in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzaf Kedus, and here in the Mezmore Dawit, right, in the Psalms of David, at verse 1, Puter Ad, Leve Melkam Negrina Feleke, Ine Sarayin Lengus Negralo. Andevete in the fetana tzahafi berit is a pen, right? He says, I speak of things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer, almost the felt, the quill, so to speak, the berit. Beritno, Libe Melkam Negrina Feleka, Ine Sarayin Lenegus Negral, and Devetain the Fetana Sahafi Beritno, my heart overfloweth with a goodly matter. I say, my work is concerning a king. Ine Sarayin Lenegus Negral, Ine, I tell my work for the king. Ine Sarayin. Lengus inegralo, and debetain the fetana sahafi beritno. My tongue. Here it says, Bamarinya, in the Royal Amharic, in HSV, the Book of the Seven Seals, says, and debete, my style of speech. And debetain the fetana sahafi beritno. My style of speech, my way of speaking, to say my tongue, not my literal tongue here, but Bamarinya says, my style of speech, and debete. Andevete, in the fetan, like a swift, sahafi, in the fetana sahafi, beritno, as the pen of a ready writer. This first verse, as it is found, the first part, my heart is indicting a good matter. My heart overfloweth, afeleke, my heart is overflowing for good matter. This is repeated three times in the Anaphora of Kadesh Barnea at the third anketz, at the third article. Just a note. Yes. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Wubetih, kasole joch yilik yamral, moges beken ferochih fesese, silezih, egziari hera, lezalalem bareke. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, hath blessed thee, I, forever. ከሶል ልጆች ይልቅ ያምራል ሞገስ በከንፈሮችህ ፈሰሰ ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ባረከ Therefore, Gziavihir, the sustainer, true good, the true God, have blessed thee, I, forever. Kuter Sos, third verse. Chayal hoy, chayal hoy, bequina jnahina bewubetihi, seifahina bewogabihi, tatek, tatek, gird, tatek, gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory, And thy majesty, Chayal hoy, Bequina jnahina bewubetih, Seifahina bewogabih, Atatek. Sile kinetina, Sile yewahinet, Sile sidkima akna, Teknawena negesim, Kenyahim bekubura yimerahal. And in thy majesty, ride prosperously. Prosperously because of truth and meekness, righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Silek inetina, sile yawahinet, sile tzidikim akna, teknawin, negesim, kenyihim bekuburra yimerahal, chayal hoy. Thilas aochih yetisalunachu narsum ben gusat alatocha liba wist igabalu ahizabimma bebetachih yewedakalu. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. Thilas aochih yetisalunachu narsum ben gusat alatocha liba wist igabalu. Igabalu, igabalu, a sharp. Whereby the people fall under the eye. Ahzabim, Ahzabim, the peoples, Ahzabim, Bebetachih, you would call. Amlakoi, Zufanih, Lezalalemno, Yemengistih, Betera, Yekineta, Beterno. Thy throne, O God, O source, Amlakoi, thy throne. Forever, for ever and ever. Amlakoi, zufanih zelalem, lezelalemno. Amlakoi, zufanih lezelalemno. Yemen gistih better, yekineta betterno. The scepter, the better. Yemen gistih better, the scepter of thy kingdom, of thy government. Yemen gistih better. The scepter of thy kingdom, of thy government, is a right scepter. Yekineta beterno. Yekinet. It is a straightforward, it is right, it is straight. Yekinet. Yekinet. As integrity, yekineta beterno. Sidkina wadedih. Amit animat ela. Silezia kabalinjarochih yilik. Exiari ramlak yedesita zeitina keba. Thou, that I lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness and hatest wretchedness, rebellion. Sidkina waded amit animatella. Therefore, God, therefore, the true good, the source, therefore, God, thy God, therefore, Xiabi Amlak, hath anointed thee I with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Sidkina waded amit anim tela silezika balinjerochih yilk gziawi ramlak yedesta zeytin zeytin nakeba belipsochih hulua karvena shituwa zibadim alu kaz zahonat arsocha darash desi asenyuhal all thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory places out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. Belipsochih hulu karvena shituwa zibadim malu kazohon tersota darash des yasenyuhal ye nagusocha seta lijoche lekabrihi nacho በወርቅ ልብስ ተጎና ተጎና ጸፋና ተሻፋፍና ንግስ ቲቱ በቀኝህ ትቆማለች ቁጥር 9 verse 9 king's daughters were among thy honorable women የንጉሶች ሴት ልጆች ለክብርህ ናቸው Upon thy right hand stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Bewark alips te gwanat afana te shafafina negisatitu abek enyihi tik omalech. Lijehoi, simi, iyi, jeroshinim azenibiyi, wogenishin yabatishinim beit arshi. Hearken, O daughter, lijehoi, simi, hearken here, O daughter, lijehoi, simi. Iyi, jeroshinim azenibiyi, wogenishin yabatishinim beit arshi. Hearken, O daughter, and consider. And incline thine ear, hearken here, Simi, Iyi, 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 see, Jeroshanim, and your ear, Azanibiyi, incline thine ear, forget also thine own people, and thy father's house. Woganishina Yabatishinim Baitarshi Ngusa Ubetishina Wedalina Arsu Getash Nouna So shall the king Ngus greatly desire thy beauty Ngus Ubetishina Wedalina For he is thy Lord thy Adonai, thy Adoni, thy Adon, thy Geta. He is thy Lord. Arsu Getashnowina. And worship thou him. Yet Iros Setoch Lijoche Jamen Shana Yizo Yisegadul Letal. Yemidara Balat Egocha Zababe Fitihi Yamalalu. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift even. The rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. Yet Iros Setocha Lijocha Ijamenshana Yizo Yisegadul Letal. Yemidara Balat Egocha Ahzaba Befitihi Yemalalu. Le Haseron Nangusa Lija Hulu Kubra Kubwa Kubwano Lipswa Yawarka Megwanat Afiano The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. Le Hasevonan Gusalichahulu Kubwano Lipswa Yawarka Megwanat Afiano Be Hwalawa Dena Galuna Len Gusa Yi Westalo Balina Jarochawanima Wada Ante Yakarvalo She shall be brought to the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought to the eye. Be Hwalawa Dena Galun Len Gusa Yi Westalo. Balina Jerochuanim Wada Ante Yakarvalo. Bedesitana Be Hasita Yi Wesa Duachwala Wada Ngusa Ilafinima Yasa Gebuachwal. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Bedestana behaseta yuesa duachwal, wodengusa ilfinyima yasa gebuachwal. Be abatochisha fantal jocha teweledulish. Be midrimo hululaya gejwocha dergesha tishomi achwalesh. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. Be abato chisha fanta lejocha te weledulish be midrimo hululai gejwocha dergesh te shomiyachualesh. And this here is speaking to she, speaking to the queen. Kuter asara sevat, verse 17. Lelejleja hulu sinishina ya sasabalu. Silazihe le alemina lezalem ahizaba yegezu lehal. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Lelejlej hulu sinishin yasasavalu. I will make thy name, speaking to she, speaking to the queen, to be remembered in all generations. Silazihe. Therefore, Silazih le alemina lezalalem ahizab yegezul lahal. Therefore shall the people praise thee, speaking to he, even he who be who he be, his divine majesty. Karmawi, karmawi, chayin esalai, say, Silazih le alemina lezalalem ahizab yegezul lahal. Therefore shall the people praise yegezul lahal, submit themselves to the I, male, forever and ever, for Ivor and 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 Ivor and
them under ring and me fly down far.
Targum, the interpretation. In Hebrew we say targum, targum, tirgum. Almost like tomato, tomato. Targum, targum, the Hebrew and the tirgum. Tirgum is the interpretation. The pointing is improved by the Royal Amharic. The Royal Amharic clarifies certain places where the... This is a key note and notation that in some places the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, and this is in the study of the Mezmor Dawit, the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew Sefer Tehillim, the Psalms of David. In some places, this is a key. I'm in Psalm 45, in the last verses of Psalm 45. What I have discovered and noticed that, as well as additionally in a few other key places, but there's some places where the Metzaf Kedus, the Negus and the Geis, of Negus and the Geis of His Imperial Master, Book of the Seven Seals, the Targum, the interpretation. In Hebrew we say Targum, Targum, Tirgum. Almost like tomato, tomato. Targum, Targum, the Hebrew and the Tirgum. Tirgum is the interpretation. The pointing is improved by the Royal Amharic. The Royal Amharic clarifies certain places where the Masorah, the pointing of the Masorah is inaccurate. And what's so interesting is that I only find it both in the Metzaf Kedus, Bamarinya and Amharic, as well as in the Ge'ez. Psalm 45, in particular Psalm 45, we have Psalm 45, verse 17. That's a key verse. We have from verse 11, as the Midrash says, the verses beginning, hearken, O daughter, and consider. In Psalm 45, round about verse 11, to the end of the Mizmor, the end of the Psalm, they're spoken of the congregation of Yisrael. So in this sense, the context is, it speaks of she, speaking of the congregation of Yisrael, almost as speaking of the bride. So there's also a very interesting, the divine double helix, according to the scripts, and speaking of the gender. And I often say it's the gender, not in the sense of genitals, but the gender in the sense of the energetics. So we have he and she. And this particular psalm here, Psalm 45, really brings it out. The Scofield Notes gives a good overview and principle explanation. And this is even further fulfilled in the revelation, the manifestation of Moa Anbesas, Emneged Yehuda Kedemah Haile Selassie, coronation of His Majesty, as well as, on the same day, coronation of Her Majesty, and the true relationship between the two. And this is an area of study and discussion and dialogue that really needs to be had amongst the Rastafari, amongst the called, the chosen, the faithful Rastafari, concerning the role of Her Majesty, even as His Imperial Majesty Karmawi Nugus Negas says that as Sarah was to Abraham, so was the Empress Itege Menin to His Imperial Majesty, that she was obedient. Now this connects with Peter and Peter's epistle, it speaks about and Sarah calling Abraham Lord, and it says, whose daughters are ye, are you all? So here is a very important instruction to the daughters of the new name, Rastafari, concerning the role, the true role of Her Majesty and the true relationship. And this is something that really needs to be clarified, because there's a lot of speculation that has crept in as a response, in a sense, as a response to the Western whitewashed Gentile sexist so-called Christianity or counterfeit Christianity with its sexism. So with the view and the vision of His and Her Majesty, and of Her Imperial Majesty Kermawit Walata Georgis Tegemenin being crowned on the same day, has led to certain superimposition of ideas that are among sisters and even among a lot of the brethren as well, that are inaccurate. Yet, if we would study Psalm 45, and that's why I'm making this mention, that in many areas, the Metzhav Kedus helps to clarify the true ancient pointing of the Masoretic Hebrew and of the ancient Hebrew. So what we have is the glyphs there, yes. Whether it's in the Asherite is the square Hebrew, the post-Babylonian exile Hebrew, the more square Hebrew that we get from after the 70 years and the Yehudi returning out of Babylon, the black Jews of Persia, that remnant during the time of Nehemiah and Ezra, then that return time, and also the codification of Scripture and a lot of the basic Yehudi rites and what one might call the Jewish rites and rituals that predate, let me emphasize that, predate latter-day Ashkenazi Judaism, although they incorporate much of this, at least within the writings and the points of reference, because many of the, even the Midrash and a lot of the sages, and we hear about the sages and even of the Rebbeinah, the rabbis from such a time, especially in Midrash, Midrash study, and some of the Talmud and Talmudic studies, because there's a Babylonian Talmud and there's other things that have been inserted within to the compendium of the more ancient writings. But it's the Scriptures and the study of the Scriptures that really will clarify much and everything as we study the Scripture, because whether a sage or a group of sages in their respective reasonings on certain verses and areas of Scripture, even if they differ, if we would refer to the actual manuscripts, the Hebrew manuscripts, and study it, we can come to our own conclusions, but also come to conclusive understanding and get a good understanding and come to overstanding. And in many ways, see, okay, yes, by studying the Scripture, we can see how these sages came to this conclusion or to this, you could say, point of view of this here, for example, from a Midrash. And this is one of the reasons why we do emphasize both personally in our personal study, but also among the Chabarim, among the Habrutas, and amongst the Hasidim, and mainly among the Talmudim, among, the fellow Talmudim, fellow disciples. So just want to note that in many areas, the Metzav Kedus clarifies the ancient pointing and the true pointing of the Masoretic. There are certain areas, and one of the areas is here in Psalm 45. In Psalm 45, verse 17. Because to follow up on this, will be more discussions concerning Empress Menen, and do we praise Empress Menen? And if we do, in what context is her role? As some include the Empress within their ideas concerning the divinity of His Majesty, but without a good comprehension of Psalm 45. Psalm 45 is the key. And Psalm 45 also was recited on that coronation day, November 2nd, in the acceptable year of the Lord, 1930 A.D. And where that psalm was quoted within the coronation and how it was referenced there helps to illuminate the true interpretation, the true Targum or Targum of Psalm 45, and in particular the conclusion verses, the verses that come to the conclusion leading up from like verse 11 to verse like 17. So this is one thing that we just seek to note right here for the record as we still are going through this, but with certain summary ideas, namely that the Metzav Kedus, instead of the Metzav Kedus along with the Geuz manuscripts and the Masoretic Hebrew, we see many areas where there is perfect agreement even places where many of the Yehudi and the Jewish Latter-day, you know, Jewish scholars might be in some doubt or even some erroneous opinion about.
Keep up the teaching of His Majesty, for we no one, no devil.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it.
Psalm 45.
Mizmor memhe, lam natseach al shoshanim livne korach, maskil shir yedido, 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 shir yedido.
My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiments of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. Ever.
Here, Shema Yisrael, here, Midrash. On today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Hey, Mizmor Mim Hey. Psalm 45, Psalm XLV. Ra Menatriach, Al Shoshanim, Livne Korach, Masakil, Shir Yedido. For the leader, the chief musician, Ra Menatriach, for the overcomer, Al Shoshanim, upon Shoshanim, the lily, the symbolic trumpet, Al Shoshanim, Livne Korach. Of the sons of Korah, Maskil, a Maskil, golden composition, Maskil, a teaching, Maskil, Shir Yedidot, Shir Yedidot, a song of Yedidot, a song of loves. The Aleph Beit Gimel, first three verses of today's Adam, from the children of Adam, from the children of humanity, Hutzaka Chaim. Poured grace,
be sifatote ka. Grace is poured upon thy lips. Al kein berakeka Elohim le'olam. Therefore, al kein, therefore, berakeka. Blessings I Elohim, the true good, the true God, le'olam, forever, forever. Hear, hear, hear. Hear Hebraically from Mizmor, Memhei, Nimhei, from the 45th Psalm. The first Hebrew verses, the Aleph, Beit, Gimel, the Abu Gi, the Abu Gida, the Hebrew Abu Gida, the Aleph, Beit, Gimel. First three verses of today's daily Psalm. Mizmor, Nimhei, Mizmor, Memhei, Psalm 45. And hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. Shema'a Yisrael, a Midrash, a study on a royal marriage song. Hear, hear, hear. Shema'a Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Midrash, a Midrash. On today's daily song, Mizmor, Mizmor, Mim, Hey, Mizmor, Mim, Hey. Hear, 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 Shema'a Yisrael, hear, 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 Midrash, a Midrash. On today's daily song, Mizmor, Mizmor, Mim, Hey, Mizmor, Mim, Hey. Psalm 45, Psalm XLV, La Menatziah, Al Shoshanim, Livnei Korach, Masakil, Shir Yedidot. For the leader, the chief musician, La Menatziah, for the overcomer, Al Shoshanim, upon Shoshanim, the lily, the symbolic, the trumpets, Al Shoshanim, Livnei Korach, of the sons of Korah, Masakil, a Masakil, golden composition, Masakil, a teacher, Masakil, Shir Yedidot. A shir yedidot, a song of yedidot, a song of loves. Rachash libi, davar tov, omer ani, ma esai le melek, le shoni ait, sofera mahir, yafa yafita. Mi bnei Adam, hutzaka chei, de sifatoteka, al ken, de rakeka Elohim le'olam. My heart overfloweth with a goodly matter. Rachash libi, davar tov. I say, Omer, Omer, I say, Omer, ani, ma esai limelech, my work, ma esai limelech, my work is concerning a king, my work is for the king, ma esai limelech, lishoni eit, sofer mahir, my tongue, lishoni eit, is a pen, eit, sofer, a writer, mahir, of a swift writer, of a ready writer. Yafa yafita mi bnei Adam. Now the eye art fairer, more eyeful, more beautiful. Yafa yafita mi bnei, from the sons, the children of Adam, from the children of Adam, from the children of humanity. Hutzaka chein, hutzaka chein, poured grace be sifatoteka. Grace is poured upon thy lips. Al kein berakeka Elohim le'olam. Therefore, al kein, therefore, berakeka. Blessings I Elohim, the true good, the true God, le'olam, forever, forever. Hear, hear, hear. Hear Hebraically from Mizmor, Memhei, Nimhei, from the 45th Psalm. The first Hebrew verses, the Aleph, Beit, Gimel, the Abu Gi, the Abu Gida, the Hebrew Abu Gida, the Aleph, Beit, Gimel. First three verses of today's daily Psalm. Mizmor, Memhei, Mizmor, Memhei, Psalm 45. And hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. Shema'a Yisrael, a Midrash, a study on a royal marriage song. The coronation of Negus Neges is at Ethiopia. Psalm, Mizmor, Mem, Hey, Mim, Hey. For the leader, upon Shoshani, the sons of Korah, Maskil, a song of loves. Hebraically, the first verse in the KJV Bible, the superscription, La Menatziah, Al Shoshani, Livnei Korah, Maskil, Ashera, Yedidot. The word Shoshanim is to be considered in the light of illumination of the verse from Song of Songs 6:2. My beloved is gone down to his garden to gather lilies, to gather Shoshanim. When lilies, Shoshanim, in the garden are not recognized, whoever sees them says that they are thorns. Why? Because they grow among thorns. And what becomes of thorns? They go into the fire, as is said in Isaiah 33:12. As thorns cut down, shall they be burnt, shall they be burnt in the fire, the ash. And also in Exodus 22:5, if fire go forth and catch in thorns, and again in Numbers 16:35, and fire came forth from Jehovah and devoured the 250 men that offered the incense, that offered the ashes. But the sons of Korah, the Bnei Korah, or the sons of Korah, who were lilies, Shoshan, were gathered from among the thorns, that they might not be consumed with the thorns. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Holy One, blessed be He, came down swiftly and saved them. A Masha, a parable, a proverb of a Melech, of a Negus. Even the goose and the guests went to a city. When the men of the city came forth to crown HaMelech the king with a crown of gold studded with precious stones and pearls, they were met and told, quote, the king HaMelech the goose. Even the goose and the guests requires nothing, no thing from you except a crown of lilies. And forthwith the men of the city rejoice. So it was with Korah and his assembly, high assembly. They said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires of you censers of gold. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, replied, according to Haggai 2:8, what good are censers of gold to me? To I, mine is the silver and mine the gold, and so too the incense, the ashes. According to Isaiah 1:13, incense is an abomination to me, to I. But what do I require? Shoshanim, lilies. Thereupon the Bnei Korah, the sons of Korah, said, we are Shoshanim, we are lilies, I and I are lilies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, we answered you. You will be victorious. You, the item, will be victorious, as is said in today's daily song. La menatzeyach al shoshanim livnei korach masakil asherra yididos. For the leader, for the overcomer, for him who gives victory. La menatzeyach. Elsewhere translated as for or to the chief musician, La Menatzeyach. Also translated as for the leader, La Menatzeyach. In Hebrew, La Menatzeyach, for him who gives Netzach, Netzach, for him who gives victory to the sons of Korah, Livnei Korah, because they are Shoshanim, all Shoshanim. La Menatzeyach al Shoshanim Livnei Korah Masakil Shiri Bidol. For the leader, a song of the sons of Korah. Maskil, a song of love, Shir Yedidot. This mizmor is introduced, this psalm is introduced by three words. What are the three words? This Mizmor Mem Hey is introduced by leadership, maskil, and shir. Leadership, maskil, and song, to stand for the three sons of Korah, because they were three. They sang three songs by Yedidot, of loves, Yedida, his man's HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said of the three sons of Korah, the songs of each, of every one of them, is beloved of me, is beloved of I. Whence, where do we know? Whence, from where do we know that Moshe and Aharon and all the great ones assembled, I assembled to hear the song of the B'nai Korah, of the sons of Korah? Because in the words for the leader, the chief musician, upon Shoshani, the sons of Korah, Maskil, a song for Yedidot, a song for the beloved. Lama natsayach al shoshanim livnei korach maskila shir yedidot. The word yedidot being plural implies that those beloved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu were there assembled, there I assembled. Hence, here, a song for the beloved, a shir yedidot. The word maskil, maskil. The word maskil, he who is instructed. Masakil, he who is instructed. It means that his beloved were instructed on how to chant Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. For it is said in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 54:13, when all thy children are instructed by Jehovah, then the peace, the shalom of thy children shall be great. Another comment on Lamanatseyah, Al Shoshani, Livnei Korah, Maskil, Shir Yedido, for the leader upon Shoshani, Lily. These words, the Varim, are to be considered in the light illumination of the verse from Hosea 14 and 6. I will be as the dew to Yisrael, to Israel. He shall blossom as the lily. This verse speaks of the Olam Haba, the time, the world, the Iwa to come. For as the dew harms no creature, so the glory, the kavod of the present, of the faith, shall fill the righteous in the Olam Haba, in the time, the Iwa to come, and they will not be harmed. As is said in Psalm 16, verse 11. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, forevermore. Soba simachota etapaneka ne'imota bimineka netzach. In thy presence etapaneka is fullness, soba, of joy. Simachot, of joy. Soba, simachota etapaneka, na'imot bimineka netzach. In thy right hand, bliss, bliss. Na'imot, na'imot, bliss, pleasures, na'imot. Bimineka netzach, forevermore, forevermore, netzach, for victory. The B'nai Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shella Olamin, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, when wilt thou redeem us? When will the I redeem I and I? And he answered, when y'all have gone down to the very bottom of the pit, in that hour, in that Iowa, I shall redeem you. As is said in Hosea 2 and 2. The children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together and shall rise up from the earthly plains. So too, the B'nai Korah, the sons of Korah, said, we are at the very bottom of the pit, as it is said in Psalm 24:26, for our soul, our psyche, she is sunk deep in the dust. And what did they go on to say in the next verse of Psalm 24, verse 27? Arise for our help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, your help shall be all your own. As the lily blossoms when its heart is turned upward, so will you when you repent before me. Let your heart be directed upward like the lily. And in that hour, I shall bring the deliverer, the deliverer. I shall be as the dew to Israel when he blossoms as the lily. That is, when Israel blossoms as the lily. Hence, here it is said, for him who gives victory because of lilies. La menatzeach al shoshanim. The verse, my heart overfloweth with a goodly matter. Rahash libi davar tov is meant to teach you that even when men are unable to confess with their mouth, but their hearts are overflowing with repentance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives them. Note that when scripture says, according to 1 Chronicles 28 and 9, and thou, Shlomo Bini, Solomon my son, know thou the Elohim of Avikah, of thy father, and serve him with a whole heart, a holistic heart, and with a willing mind. For Yahuwah, for Jehovah, searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imaginings of the thoughts. It does not say all the thoughts, but, however, all the imaginings of the thoughts. All the imagings of the thoughts. What is meant by all the imagings of the thoughts? That even before a man shapes a thought in his heart, in his mind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands, overstands it. Indeed, the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, could not utter a shir, a song, with their mouths lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Isle of One, the Holy One, blessed be He. But when their hearts overflowed with repentance, with teshuva, forthwith Elohim received Kabbalah them. And why could not the B'nai Korach utter a shir, a song? Because the pit was opened beneath them, and a fire, burned about them. As scripture says in Numbers 16, verses 32 to 33, and the earth opened up her mouth, so they and all that appertaineth to them went down alive into the pit. And again it says in verse 35, a fire, came forth from Yahuwah, from Jehovah, and devoured, ate up the 250 men, and also the earth swallowed them up. And again, a fire was kindled in their company. The flame, lava, burnt up the rasha'ah, the ratchet, the wicked, in Psalm 106 and 18. Thus, like this, when the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, saw the pit open beneath them on one side, and the the fire, burning on the other side, in that instant, though they could not confess with their mouth, yet their hearts overflowed with teshuva, with repentance. But were they not three? Why then does scripture say, my heart overfloweth? Rahash libi. Why does it say my heart libi? Rahash libi overfloweth, as if there were only one. By this scripture means to teach y'all that whatever one intends in his heart, the others also intended in their hearts. I. As for the three of them, were of like heart. Hartikal. Rahasha libi davar tov. Omer ani ma'isaya limelek. My heart overfloweth with a goodly matter. davar tov, for good word, a davar tov. I utter my song. I utter my songs to the king. But if the heart overflow, what need for speech? And if speech be enough, why should the overflowing heart be mentioned? This is what the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, said. However, if our hearts overflow, it is the same as uttering our songs to HaMelech, to the King of Kings, Negus and Neges, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. Hence, here, they said, I utter my song to the King, Omerani, Ma'isai, Le-Melech, Le-Melech, to the Melech, even the Negus, even Negus and Neges. Another explanation of Rachash Levi, my heart overfloweth, with prophecy. For the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, prophesied the future. Thus, like this, when Hannah said, Yahuwah Jehovah killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up, in 1 Samuel 2 and 6. She, Hannah, was referring to the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, who went down until their feet touched the bottom of the pit. And after their feet had touched the bottom of the pit, they came up forthwith. Hence, here, Hannah said, he bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. Another comment on La Menatzeach al Shoshanim, Livnei Korach. Another comment on for the leader upon Shoshani, La Menatzeach al Shoshani, upon Lily. By way of a masha, by way of a parable, a proverb, a Roman lady who saw three men being taken out to be crucified redeemed them forthwith. After some days, she saw that they had been made ensigns and were carrying the royal standards. So it was with the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, who followed their father's ways. The earth swallowed Korach, but his sons, B'nai, who repented, were made prophets. Shoshanim. Rachash li b'davar tov. My heart overfloweth with a goodly matter, with davar tov. Word, good. A parable, a masha, of a man who, desiring to come up to the judge's bench, took a piece of blank paper and handed it to HaShofet, to the judge. When the judge said to him, what thou hast written, nothing, no thing, on this paper, the man replied, I had no time. Just so, the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, had no time to speak with their lips, so they spoke with their hearts. Heart to Kali. I utter my songs to the king. Omerani, Ma'isai, Le-Melech. A parable, a mashal, a proverb of a man who was going up to the judge's bench. His creditor spied him and said, quote, give me what thou owest me, end quote. And the man answered, quote, after I come down from the bench, I will give it to thee, the I. And just so, the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, said, we had no time to utter a song to thee, the I. But now that we have time, the I was, Omerani, my Sile Melech, I utter my songs to the Melech, to the king, to the Negus, even Negus and Neges. Yafa Yafita Nibne Adam, Huzakachena Be Sifa Toteka, Alkin Berakeka Elohim Leolam. Thou the eye art fairer than the children of earth. Yafa Yafita Nibne Adam, thou art more beautiful, more eightyful. Yafa Yafita than the children, the sons of Adam, the children of humanity, Mibnei Adam. This alludes to the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, whose deeds were fairer, more beautiful, Yaf Yafita, than those of Korach and his assembly. Therefore, it is said, grace grace is poured upon thy lips. Hutzakachin de sifatoteka. For the B'nai Korah, the sons of Korah, were thought worthy of uttering a shir, a song, and also thought worthy of uttering prophecy. Chegora harbeka ala yareka gibor. Hodeka wa hedareka. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty. Chegora harbeka al yarek gibor. This alludes to Moshe, to Moses, who was thought worthy of Torah, Chaz, direction, instruction, the teaching of his majesty. That is likened to a sword. And in thy majesty, ride prosperously, prosperously, prosperously. And in thy majesty, prosper. Ride on, ride on. Wa he darika, elach rikav. Wa he darika, elach. Rikav, rikav, ride on, rikav, 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 ride on, ride on, ride on. Wa hidareka. And thy majesty, tzilach, prosper. Rikav, rikav, ride on, ride on, ride on. This alludes to Moshe, who went up to Shemaima, to Shemaim, the heavens, riding on a cloud. By virtue of what? By virtue of the truth and meekness and righteousness that he had. As is said, now the man Moshe was very meek to foot. In Numbers 12 and 3. Thine arrows are sharp. This alludes to Moshe, who fought against Amalek, Sihon, Og. And thy throne, given of Elohim, is forever and ever, forever and ever. This also alludes to Moshe, who is described as, according to Exodus 17 and 16, the hand upon the throne of Jehovah. And from today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Hey, Psalm 45, and thou, the eye, hast loved righteousness. This alludes to Moshe, of whom it is said in Deuteronomy 33:21, he executed the righteousness of Jehovah. The verse, Hebraically verse 8 of today's daily psalm, that reads, therefore Elohim, thy Elohim, hath anointed thee, I, with the oil of gladness, with the oil of gladness. Al kein meshachika Elohim Eloheka. This alludes to Aharon, Aaron. For in the next verse, myrrh and aloes alludes to the aishans, the incense of spices, and cassia are all thy garments. This alludes to the garments of the kahuna, the garments of priesthood. Out of ivory palaces, this speaks of Shlomo of Solomon, of whom it is said in 1 Kings 10 and 18, moreover, Hamelech, the king, the Negus, made a great throne of ivory. The words, Mini, have made thee glad, also allude to Shlomo, Solomon, whom distant kingdoms such as Mini and Ashkenaz made glad. Jeremiah 51:27. The words, king's daughters are among thy visitors. This alludes to Shlomo, to Solomon, Solomon, of whom it is said in 1 Kings 10:24, all the earth sought the presence, the face of Shlomo, of Solomon. At thy right hand stands the paramour. In today's daily psalm, this is said because the Torah, John's direction, instruction, is beloved by the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, while a paramour, a queen, a paramour is beloved by the children of the earth. Therefore, the children of Yisrael of Israel were thought worthy of the gold of Ophir. The verses that begin, hearken, O daughter, and consider, Shimai vat ua rei. Shimai vat ua rei. Hearken. Shimai vat. O daughter, uri, and consider and see, uri, uri, and see. To the end of the Mizmor, the end of Mizmor, Mem Hei, Mem Hei, Psalm 45, are spoken to the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael. As numerous as thy fathers shall be thy children. Rav Eliezer ben Rav Jose, the Galilean taught, there will come a time in Iowa when every man in Yisrael, every man in Israel, will beget as many children as the number of Yisrael, Israel, who went Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt, off the grid. For it is said, as thy fathers, as numerous as thy fathers, shall be thy children. And how many were thy fathers when they went forth Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt? 60 myriads, 60 myriads. Of this Rav Abahu said, do not be astonished, for on a long day the woodcock lays 2 eggs, and on a short day it lays 1 egg. Of this it is written in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, in Isaiah 65, 22. For as the days of a tree shall be the days of me, the days of my people, the days of I people.
Psalm 45.
Mizmor Mem He. Lam Natseach al Shoshanim Livne Korah. Maskil Shir Yedido 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 Shir Yedido.
My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiments of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever.
מזמור ממה למנצח על שושנים לבני קורח משכיל שיר ידידות רחש ליבי דבר טוב אומר אני מעשי למלך לשוני עת סופר מהיר יוף יפית מבני אדם הוצק חן בשפתותיך על כן ברכך אלוהים לעולם חגור חרבך על ירך גיבור הודך והדרך והדרך צלח רחב על דבר אמת וענוות צדק ותורך נוראות ימיניך חיציך שנונים עמים תחתיך יפלו בלב אויבי המלך כשאך אלוהים עולם ועד שבט מישור שבט מלכותיך אהבת צדק ותשנא רשע על כן משחך אלוהים אלוהיך שמן ססון מחבריך מור ואהלות תציעות כל בגדותיך מן החלשן מיני שמחוך בנות מלאכים ביקרותיך ניצבה שגל לימינך בחתם אופיר שמעי ואת וראי והטי אוזנך ושכחי עמך ובית אביך ויתאב המלך יופייך כי הוא אדונייך והשתחווי לו ובצור במנחה פנייך יחלו עשירי עם כל כבודה ובת מלך פנימה ממשבצות זהב לבושה לרקמות טובה למלך בתולות אחריה רעותיה מובאות לך תובלנה בשמחות בגיל תבואנה בהיכל מלך תחת אבותיך יהיו בניך תשיתמו לשרים בכל הארץ אשכירה שמך בכל דור ודור על כן עמים יהודוך לעולם ועד
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheming to this blaspheming to this blaspheming to this blaspheming for with stammering lips and another tongue and another tongue to this blaspheming to this blaspheming
let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice
evening sacrifice
evening sacrifice
says if I and I with a new name in the new name of Rastafari, Shalom, brothers and sisters. This Torah portion is double portion here. Acharimot, after the death, and Kedoshim, holy ones, set apart ones, calls us to be holy, set apart. It says, if I and I, with a new name, in the new name of Rastafari, as the sons and the daughters of the King of Kings, and Yeshua, HaMoshiach, and Isis, of Aishans, the altar of incense. And when they had offered strange fire, the key word in Torah. Shalom, brothers and sisters. This Torah portion is double portion here. It says if I and I with a new name, in the new name of Rastafari. Shalom, brothers and sisters. This Torah portion is double portion here. Acharimot, after the death, and Kedoshim, holy ones, set apart ones, calls us to be holy, set apart. It says if I and I with a new name, in the new name of Rastafari, as the sons and the daughters of the King of Kings, and Yeshua, HaMoshiach, and Isis, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, This Torah portion calls for holiness, islandness, namely and chiefly in our cannabis, our cannabisum, our cannabis consumption. Yes, this Torah portion here, this double portion actually, Acharei Mot, combined with Kedoshim. And here in Leviticus, in the handbook for the priesthood, is so vital, especially to that true theocracy reign and the order, after the order of Melchizedek, after the order of the King of Righteousness, even the King of Kings, Kedamawi, Haile, Selassie, Abinu, Melkenu, Einai Father, Einai King, Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu, Malek Ha'olam, Blessed art thou, Adonai, Einai Sovereign, Einai Power, Eternal King, King of the universe. We are called to be set apart. We are called to holiness. What is holiness? What is it in its inner sense? What is it in its true sense? So I've been meditating on this theme as we do. We look at the root word and the key word, and we see that the key words here in this double portion is one. The first key word is acharei mot. What does acharei, after, komotu bechwala, chwala acharei, after the death? After the death of who? Whose death? After the death of Aharon's, Aaron's two sons. Well, why did they die? Well, we know it's because of that presumption in connection with the strange fire. And that strange fire is connected with the altar and the altar of Ishens, the altar of incense. Right? When they had offered strange fire, the key word in Torah, in the Torah, is which Jehovah did not command them, Jehovah's. So what they did, no doubt in their own eyes, might have seemed right. It might have seemed as though it was the right time and it was the right thing to do. And the way that they chose to do it, no doubt in their own eyes, it would seem to be the right thing to do at the right time. But it was wrong. It was strange fire. It was a loose fire. And they got burnt for it. So how does this connect with the Ishens? Right? In studying the liturgy, right, you know, the holy and the sacred service, the Metzavik Adase, and in our coming together even on the Eid and the Irid, and give thanks to I and I, brother priests, right, I and I, fellow co-laborers in this service, and also to the I, them, for the I's own studies, right, and the sharing, and the questions, and the reasonings that come up, because they really cause I and I, right, to center, you know, to come to that center as twos and threes come together, right? The two and three coming together in his name. So in whose name do I and I gather together? We gather together in the new name, right? Adonai Jah, Rastafari. And at the heart of I and I sacred or holy or set apart service is the Ishens. Again, the Ishens. So as I was meditating on this, some of the first you could say words or the small still voice, the inspiration was burning cannabis, right? And the burning of the kana besam ah wula manifest kadusa hadu amlak, burning the kana, right, responsibly. Right? Burning the kana responsibly. Right? And see, as we look at Leviticus, one of the main key word teaching is holiness. Right? And in order to teach holiness, of course, the converse and the vis-a-vis needs to be taught. And thus we have the unclean and the clean. Right? What are the pure and the impure? Right? The holy and that which is not holy. These examples. So we have a very important example in the death. Right? And after. See, here's the key thing. It's after. So all of I and I, we come after the death of the two sons. So we should learn from the death of the two sons of Aharon, because note this, they were anointed. They were the right people as far as priests. But they did that which was not commanded them. And no doubt others, you know, they lived in a time, and if we study, you know, ancient religions or spiritualities or God constructs, so forth, so we recognize that Ishens or incense was burned by other peoples, even when we look at the cannabis today. Many people use cannabis in different ways. Right? But is that holy for us? You see, one can burn cannabis, right? How can I say? the herb may be used in this way and in that way. You know what I'm saying? But if one is only know about the usage of it in a profane way, right, or in an unclean way, right, then it's out of balance. See, once we know what is the right way to do it, then we can make that separation between that which is clean and that which is unclean. Thus the example, even with the cannabis matrix, it really called I and I's attention to it. You know, even coming forward to the broadcast and the podcast, again, as I was, you know, just musing, you know, over tonight's podcast and coming together, this is the third of the seventh Sabbaths, all right, as we are commanded to count the seventh Sabbaths, all right, and the counting of the Omer, all right. How does that also connect with the Aishin? So and I would like us to study.
So, yeah, here we're coming to the second. This is pre-recorded. Something's new, something's old.
God has commanded in his holy way. All right, let us learn what is Jah's holy way. He says for us to be holy, right, as he is holy, to be set apart as he is set apart. Thus, we're to learn from his example. You see, the two sons of Aaron, because of their willingness, their eagerness, they volunteered to do this, but they did not hear the command, right? And because of that, right, they were consumed, right? So responsible consuming of cannabis, right? What is the responsible consuming of cannabis? Now, are we saying that one cannot utilize cannabis in any other way except than in the, we could say, the tabernacle sense? No, we're not saying that at all, right? But let us not bemuse ourselves that, you know, we're doing our own thing and this is bringing glory to Jah when Jah has clearly revealed to us his glory. As his majesty says to I and we, Rastafari, chiefly, because of that new name. For my part, I glory in the Bible. All right, so for his majesty's part, so we, in his name, come together in his name. Is it to bring glory and honor to his name? And to his way, to his truth, and to his life. So we must begin, right, with that hearing, that shama, that hearing of the word, and to continue with the study, right? And come, make I and I reason on this, brothers and sisters. You know, what does this double portion right here mean to the eye? How do the eye sight it? You know, I know ones and ones might be, I'm going to say, well, I na far, not true, you know, might be shy, as it were. I mean, not shy, but just, you know, ones and ones are in a receptive mode. I know. You know, even before the podcast and broadcast, often it's like, chan, I just want to sit back and listen to some music, listen to some vibes. However, how it is. You know, no problem with that, brothers and sisters. But I is willing and really seek to, you know, just hear the eyes take on it as well. You know, come make I reason. You know, what is the eyes receptivity on these things? You know, because often we ask ourselves, even in coming forward to the broadcast and the podcast, okay, what is it that we have learned from this Torah portion? What is it that we think and we know is important to communicate? Right? Were there any particular revelations to I? Or, since we've gone through these Torah portions previously, what do we see to be a firm principle, even a first principle? Right? You know, we say the king supposed, yes, I, Rastafari, but let's say the first principle. What's the first principles of the oracle, right? Of the oracle of Yehovah, of Yahweh, of Jah's way, truth, and life? What are the first principles? Right, so what first principles do we have here in this double portion? Aharimot. Right? Aharimot. And in connection with Yom HaKippurim, this is what's interesting as well. When we look at, okay, what is going on here? Right? And then how does it give us light? Right? How is it meant for our instruction, as the scripture says? Right? Kedoshim. Holy ones. One set apart. Aharimot. After the death of Aaron's two sons, then the next day, it was revealed. Notice this is the next day that we have this revelation, right, of what is the proper order for the holy, the Ila Aishens, the holy incense, right? What is, so as we talk about the chalice, the lamb's bread, you know what I'm saying? Yes, I, this word, right, this word that we shama, this word that we read, this word that we feed on. Come, my brothers, come, my sisters. Make I and I reason on this. More to come, brothers and sisters. Just a couple of first words right here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Yes, take a Selah. 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 Yes, take a Selah.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Whatever you have done, thank you. Whatever you have done, thank you. Whatever you have done, thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions when I need it.
Robbing the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe, and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who was rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with.
So basically, Mekaina and keep it Levitica.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Elohenu. Adonai Echad.
Basically, Einai Levi. Here, Eijaman Levi on the outro. In Levitical, Kedoshim, Tihiyu, Tihiyu, be, Eilawan, set apart ones. Kedoshim, Tihiyu, yes, I'm looking forward, keeping Levitical, thank Jah, Rastafari, Friday, Shabbat Eve, coming forward. Shalom, Chaverim, Shalom, Lehitarot.